Hey, what's happening? Thanks for checking out the Aaron Advantage and this week's episode of Real Talk Real Estate. If you may pay attention and notice that I have a slightly different backdrop today, because of the weather, we actually closed the office down early and I'm trying to do this from home. So I apologize in advance if there's any kind of technical difficulties. I'm not usually set up for live streaming here at home. So this is a little bit different than what I normally do. But because of the weather, what it is today, I thought this is a great time to talk about some great things that sellers can do to get their home sold during the winter. We've been pretty fortunate up until about the last week or so that we've had a pretty moderate winter here in Southwest Indiana. Last year, we had a pretty moderate winter as well. And then this year, you know, in the last few days, we've had just tons and tons of snow that's poured down on us. So I thought this was a good time to touch on this topic. So I've done a lot of different videos here recently, specifically kind of geared towards sellers. We are in a limited inventory market, so I'm always wanting to make sure that I'm putting out information for people who are thinking of making a move, and especially the people who are thinking of selling, because now's a great time to actually get their home sold. The market, because of the limited inventory, is a bit of a seller's market. It means prices are high because we have a high supply, high demand and a low supply. So it's a good time to sell your home if you're thinking of making that move. Now, as I mentioned, since it is winter, we do have a lot of snow on the ground right now. There's some key things that sellers need to pay attention to and really think about during this time of year when they're getting their home shown. The truth is, most people kind of overlook the fact that, you know, the snow and ice, not only is it something that, you know, is pretty to look at, kind of makes driving difficult, but it can make walking up to your home difficult for buyers who are coming in and taking a look. So one of the first things you need to do if you're having showings during the wintertime is make sure you shovel. You need to have cleared paths all the way from the driveway to the front door. Even if you have an attached garage and you're used to pulling in and then getting out of your vehicle and walking straight inside, most buyers who are coming to the house are not going to have that option. The garage door opener that you have in your vehicle is not going to be available to them. So they're going to be walking to the front door no matter what. So make sure you don't forget to get that taken care of. Also, making sure that you salt the walkways to make sure it's not refreezing or putting any thin layers of ice down is a great thing to do, because the last thing you want a buyer to do when they're coming to your house to view in the wintertime is fall and hurt themselves. Now, that being said, in addition to shoveling off all the snow and ice, you also need to pay attention to the overhead. If you have icicles on your house, you need to make sure that you're getting those knocked down before anybody comes to take a look as well, because they can fall and cause damage or cause injury to people when they're out at your house. So make sure you get all of that stuff taken care of prior to anybody coming out to the house. Now, in a video that I mentioned previously, I kind of talked about making sure your winter curb appeal was as good as it possibly could be. And that's because the foliage in your landscaping, your trees, everything is going to be dead or kind of dormant and cut back. Now, that's a great thing for people to see the front of your house. It's great for them to kind of notice the good look of the front porch or the front walkway or things of that nature. But the bad news is, if you have anything that's a little drab or a little dusty or anything else like that, they're going to be able to tell that too. In addition, you know, a little bit of cover is great to have at times because it kind of filters the light before it comes through the windows, which means your windows don't necessarily have to be spotless. Wintertime, not necessarily the case. It's a great idea to make sure you have your windows as clean as possible when you're having showings, because any smudge, any fingerprints, anything like that's going to be really visible at this time of year, because there's just nothing filtering or blocking any of the light as it's coming through. So make sure you get that stuff taken care of as well. In addition, make sure you have updated listing photos, especially a time like this when we have tons of snow on the ground. We have, you know, frigid temperatures, everything else like that. If your home went on the market towards the end of the summer months and we're getting those photos that look like it's completely still springtime and everything else is going on, it's an indication to a buyer maybe that the home's been sitting on the market a little bit longer than it actually has. Regardless of the time that it's been on the market, updating your photos periodically is a good thing to do, because it helps keep it fresh and keeps it in front of people and kind of keeps it top of their mind to let them know what's going on with it as well. So if you have your home on the market and you still have tons of summer photos, although the foliage may look better and everything else, talk to your real estate agent. Make sure they're updating those photos, because making sure you have your photos showing your home in the best possible light is always going to be one of the best things that you can do, because people are looking online for the homes that they're searching for more often now than they ever have in the past. Digital showings happen 1, 2, 3 times before somebody ever sets foot inside your door, so make sure your online presence is as good as it possibly can be. The last thing I want to talk about is make sure you crank up the heat in your house before showing. Now, I know you may want to try to keep a little bit of frugality going. Make sure you keep your utility bills low during the wintertime. So if you're like me, I don't mind the cold that much. I can keep my thermostat set about 68, and I'm fine with that. I can always throw on another blanket, layer up the clothes. That's cool. If you have somebody coming into your house for a showing, you need to crank the heat up before they go into it. You know, setting it up to about 72, 73, 74. You know, some people, they like it a little bit warmer. Make sure your home is warm. It feels more inviting when somebody comes in. And if it's a frigid temperature, that's what they're going to be focused on instead of taking a look at your home. They're not going to see the features that they love. They're just going to complain about it being cold. So if you've got showings happening in the wintertime, make sure you take care of the warmth inside the house. If they feel warm and welcome and invited into your home, they're gonna feel like it's their home as well. And that's ultimately what you want when you're trying to sell your home for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. So I love all these tips. I think they're great on different things that you can do that are quick and easy and really not gonna cost you anything to help really improve the look of your home during the wintertime. So if you've got any questions, let me know in the comments down below after watching the video. Also, if you know anybody who has their home on the market in the wintertime or is thinking of making a move in the wintertime, make sure you share this video with them so they have these great tips and they know specifically what they can do to help their home sell during the winter months, especially during the snowy season. Also, as I say on every video, if you ever have questions about anything in the real estate space, you can let me know in the comments down below. You can send me a message here on Facebook or you can give me a call at 812-779-6273. Love to get the conversation started with you guys, and I will be live at 5 every Monday with Real Talk Real Estate. Have a great evening.